For the record, I'm done trying to make y'all comfortable. That's right. For the record, you ain't trying to grow, then it's done for you. That's right. For the record, lab on me going all the way. All the way. For the record, ain't trying to link, no time to waste. Stop calling. For the record, 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 for the record. For the record, I'm done trying to make y'all comfortable. That's right.
This is part two of Brent's chat with Husky.
It would have been really hard for you, I guess, going through that heroin period too in your life, knowing how bad that addiction can be and what change you see in somebody. Then knowing that, you know, you are that person becoming, you know, sick of a day, hanging out, chasing it, needing the money to get on, whatever it was to get what you needed, which you would have seen so many times in the environment you grew up in. You start a mirror image of, and fuck, and then hating on yourself because you swore you never wanted to be like that.
All my girlfriends have, like, been sex workers.
Yep.
All my, like, jail sentences have been for violence. Like, me and my dad and my mum, like, my dad's sex workers, all his girlfriends are, even now, like, he's running around doing this and that, and he's getting with these young girls, and he's fucking, it's crazy, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's like, what the fuck, man? Something that, you got the same demons I got, you just let him win, man.
Do you worry that he's gonna go back again? Is it a relationship now where you...
Not even a relationship, bro. It's like a write-off because I've ridden off.
So you've moved, you've just moved forward and that's dad? You respect that that's dad?
It's a long story. Like, there was a point in my life where I was 18, I had nowhere to go, and my dad goes, fuck, it's all incriminating, man. My dad goes, like, if you come to Wollongong and do this for me out of this house,
yeah,
I'll let you live there for free.
Yeah.
And it was a house I place, but he had another missus who's living there with her. And he just got out from doing 9 years, and like I said, he got out of jail well-respected, but obviously got a start somewhere.
Yeah.
Obviously started doing his thing and then gave me a start. And in that time, we've started to kill it.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely kill it. And it was getting overwhelming, bro.
Yeah.
And then he's ended up having a dabble.
Were you chopping in at all at this stage?
I was chopping in the whole time. Like, I was doing shit to support what I was smoking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he was making bank, bro. Mm. And then living healthy, because, like, looking the same body shape as you, bro, like a healthy, like, adult.
Yeah,
and then he's gone back to, like, the drug addict looking body, fucking skinny, sucked in face, and, like, he never had a problem with ice.
Yeah.
10 years before, there was no fucking ice, you know what I mean?
Didn't exist.
He was on it. And then he got out, ended up getting on ice. He lost my little brother. His girlfriend was pregnant at the time. She stole, like, a 8-ball or something. She put herself in the induced labor.
Yeah.
Because of a big shot she had.
Fuck.
And she's overdosed down, like, in getting her methadone.
Oh, my God.
And she's fucking 6 months pregnant, and the baby's come that day. And I never met this girl. I never met my little sister. She got taken from docs right there, and then their two other kids got taken as well. So I've just started to build a relationship with this little boy that's my little brother.
Yeah.
And I've let him stay in my house all the time because, like, his mum was a bit fucked, and my dad was doing well. But my dad would also, like, a lot like I've been, he would go missing for 2 weeks with some other girl, and he's just probably getting on drugs doing that. But I didn't know at the time. I just knew that he went missing.
How many siblings are in the family?
Bro, I can't even, I have to think about it, like, because they've all been taken at different stages.
Really? So mum had other children besides yourself?
As a sister, I have an older sister
and
I have an older brother.
Yep.
My older brother's in jail at the moment, and he's like a fucking proper bad cunt.
Yeah.
He's a scary man. My sister does pretty well for herself, has a job and that. She's probably break the cycle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't talk to her for some reason. I don't know why. It only takes one Facebook message. I just can't. I don't know why. I've tried so hard to build relationships. It's nothing there. You know what I mean?
I do. I've got siblings, bro, that I love them. I love them, but
I don't make the effort.
I haven't spoken to them in years.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, bro. I don't know. Maybe I feel I'm not worthy or something, but, like, I don't know. She's a good person, and, like, should really have her involved with my daughter's life and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, this is fucked up. So confusing. I met my dad when I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
And then I went to his house and I had two little brothers and his missus was pregnant at the time.
So that's there's three.
Yep. There's three. All of a sudden, like, they've broken up. He doesn't contact them. I have no contact with them. It's been 10 years.
Oh, more. Wow.
And then he's with this new chick at this time when I was talking when we were doing his own Wollongong. And he lost them to, he had a son. She had a daughter. Not on my blood relative. And yep. then that she was pregnant again. And she lost them three kids. And that's it since then. I don't really have any contact with anyone. When I was in jail this time, I got a random call. It was like, would you like to meet your little brother and sister? They're down here in Wollongong. They'd be 10 years old now. Like, and I've been too scared to even make the connections, you know what I mean? Like,
it's very hard, isn't it, when you become emotionally numb. And I think, you know, you just said it there. You talk about detachment. You've got siblings. And look, I get it. Like I said, it's been years since I've got a sister and a brother. My brother and I, you know, we're close, but we're distant. I love him dearly, but I didn't see him for 15 years, you know what I mean? Same as my sister, but then my sister and I were like twins, and then, you know, we haven't spoken in 4 years. And I get it, you become detached, same as my mother. I've got no emotional connection to my mother. I don't see her, I don't want to see her, whatever. That's how it is, you know?
There are other people that can't really relate. It's kind of like some of your school friends, how you just grow apart, and you want to be friends, and you probably both want to be friends. It just, life goes just,
the life way. Goes on.
It's like you can't make the connection. But you still want, like, you want, you know, it's kind of like that to me, bro. Like, I want to.
But you know what? You've got that opportunity to create that future now. This is where the buck stops with you. And this is what I had to do. I had to go, okay, I fucked up with my oldest son. Our relationship, God willing, we get that back. And that's just, his mother had a lot to say. You know, I went to jail, same shit, made bad choices. We were apart 18 years ago and he's 22. So,
I've tried hard, man. She just lost her brain, bro.
But the thing is, you got to just focus on what's positive for you and your child's future.
Yeah.
And the best thing you can do is be that dad, be that leader, be that one that they look up with the twinkles in their eyes going, God, I love you, Dad.
It's crazy, man. Like we both said, like, it's hard to accept that people love me, my girlfriends, and it takes fucking years, you know what I mean? But I know my daughter loves me.
It's unconditional.
Don't have to question that. And that's a crazy feeling. That made me a better person. You know what I mean? Nah. Just knowing 100% that person loves me. I've never, ever felt that, bro. Never. Like, I knew my grandparents loved me, but I don't think I could admit it until they died.
It's a different feeling, isn't it?
There's still a little bit of fear going. They're probably just with me because they feel sorry for me. You know, they probably feel guilty because their daughter had me.
Yeah. But I'm so they really, sort of feel obligated. Really, they obligated
I'm,
to
the,
raise you.
The bottom line is, I'm inconvenienced to these
people. Yeah, that's
life. Their life would have been better without me.
Yeah.
And that's how it felt. I mean, probably not though. Like, I don't know.
You know what? But that's, look, my mother's, so I had nothing to do with my mother, and my grandfather, who was an Irishman as well, and funny enough, he was a copper, right? Yeah, Catholic Irishman. So, but
my dad, I mean, my mum, her brother ended up being a copper. But, like, when he stopped talking to his grandparents, which is my grandparents, it was when my mum was just getting on drugs.
Yeah.
And he had a heroin habit, and he was a surfie down in Wollongong.
Oh, wow.
Heroin was just like hash or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he goes to my pop one day, goes, if you don't go down to the mission and get your fucking daughter, like, I'm never going to talk to you again. And my pop goes, like, I just went down there 2 days ago and they beat the fuck out of me. I got bashed by 10 of the crews down there because I was on the mission trying to get my daughter to come back. He's probably going, you fucking dogs, you give her back, rah, rah. And then they would just beat the fuck out of him, bro. And she got in on it and bashed him too.
Oh, shit.
And it broke his heart, bro. It broke his fucking heart, man. And he was like, nah, fuck it. Let her fucking ruin her life if she wants to. And then his son, the copper, ended up going like, nah, fuck you, bro. Like, I don't. And they never talked ever since that day. I never met this bloke until my grandparents' funeral. And he was there and he looked like my pop did when he was 50.
Wow.
And I was like, what the fuck, bro? He's wigging me out. And he was He spoke nothing but respect.
But you've got to go back, and this is something I said to someone a few episodes ago, is about dealing with the traumas and the emotion. You talk about before, suppress, suppress, suppress. You carry it so low and over for life, we just, all traumas just stack here. It wasn't until I went right down here and just opened up about being an abused child, and then I went, I've been this hard person, this fucking, you know, bit of a fucking soldier, you know what I mean? Like, I just go on with whatever, do whatever, don't worry about it, think later, act that's now, a, you know what I mean?
That's,
but bro,
because you felt you had?
Yeah, but that's right. I was just a little boy trapped in a man's body, still trying to protect that little boy without even subconsciously knowing about it, because that little boy, that's
the way to say it, bro.
Yes, brother, that little boy had been traumatized and abused so much that this protective human grew with, you know, to suppress and protect that little body.
I've been trying to word that for fucking years, bro, and I haven't been able to put my finger on it. I used to say the same thing. I've never heard it like that before.
That was like someone said to me, you know, when you were a kid,
I was still, even today, I started this interview, bro, I wanted to say, I've never said some of these things, bro.
Yeah.
I've never told people that I was raped as a kid.
Yeah.
I've never said, I can't even look the camera when I say that.
But you know what? You can, because that's fine.
I'm going to have to deal with this after this. I've gone, my missus is going to watch this, bro. We're going to have to fully talk about this, probably. She knows. She knows because she's seen me wake up dreaming. She knows what I scream in my sleep. She knows. But I've never looked her in the eyes and been like, this is exactly what happened.
Do you know what? This is, then let's take a positive out of you doing this, because this is something that, like you say, you're putting yourself out there, making yourself very vulnerable right now.
Said that I couldn't really answer your questions. You were asking me, and I was at the end of, I was going, I want to say this, and I think I'm going to say it today. And I built it up for the last week going, I want to say this.
But the beautiful thing is, none of this has been scripted. And this is the wonderful thing about the clink and the podcast.
I couldn't pull the trigger 100% in my mind and say, no, I'm going to say it, and plan what I was going to say. I just thought like I would say it. Because I knew your story, and I thought maybe if the time is right, I will. But then you're asking me questions before. Every time you asked me, I was going, like, fuck, I'm wigging out about that. So I didn't know what to say. I couldn't think back. You asked me what my early life was like. I was like, I don't fucking even know.
But yet, here you are, and you're absolutely making yourself vulnerable by sharing your life and the traumas and the things that you've gone through. So people understand who you really are, and why you are the way you are, you know. And if anything, and something great to come of this, I know for a fact, once I actually just did what you just did and spoke out, it took me a few days to process it. It was emotional. And then I thought, fuck, you know what? I've just taken a backpack off that I've carried for over 30 fucking years of my life that weighted me down, and I put it down. I went, I don't own this fucking thing. This is not my end. I'm a survivor. I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor. I'm a fighter. I'm here. Why am I lying in my jungle? Because you know what? I had to carry this fucking backpack and all the traumas for all these years. Now I can be a fucking human and love those around me that love me, love myself, appreciate my life, and know that, you know what? I don't have to be a hard fucker anymore. I don't have to hurt people. I don't have to hurt myself.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, right, bro. And I don't know how, everyone's problems are different, you know, but like when it happened to me as a kid, like, my mum went to jail because of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she called me a dog until she died because of that. She would have like snaps of rage and be like, you're a fucking dog. You put me in jail. You ruined my life. I was like, your life was ruined before me.
This is not your burden. None of it is your burden to carry. And if somebody turns around and says, oh, you're no good, because you know what? Nah. Mate, if there's a fucking putrid sex offender there, that putrid sex offender needs to be dealt with, whichever way you go about it. And you know what? I'm happy to speak out. I'm going through court as we speak. It's coming to the end of it. But from shit that happened years ago, I ain't no dog. But you know what?
Sure, man.
Here it is. You raped me as a child. You know what you did to me as a child. You're a fucking adult. You think you're going to get away with it? Because I got flogged for speaking the truth for years to protect myself, to the point where I become so scared to speak about it, they become the norm.
Yeah.
No one would listen. And now all of a sudden, people want to talk about it because it's unforeseen, and you know, society sees it as how bad, you know, like, oh, child abuse, sexual abuse, raping kids, molesting kids. It's the worst fucking thing you could ever do to a child.
Yeah, man. It's fucked up, bro. I watched some of these documentaries and I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's, I don't know. My whole life, I fucking kind of thought I was going to deal with it like a stupid kid does. Like, I'm going to bash this cunt when I see him. You know what I mean?
I sat in a yard for 4 years armed up, swearing black and blue that if one of the perpetrators walked through that yard, I would run across that yard and just stab that person as many times as I could in an eyeball and a throat and watch him bleed out. You know why? But what would have that done? But what that have done for me? I am so blessed that God never let that happen, brother, because I wouldn't have the beautiful family, the love I have, the successes that I have today. They would have won. That abuser not only would have destroyed my life, but would have won collectively, just fucking my life up because of the choices.
This guy got killed in jail in Adelaide. Thank fuck.
That's so good.
And that kind of fucked me up too. I was like, bro, I wanted to do that, you know? I wanted to do that. Now what can I do? Now it's like, that was like my way of coping, kind of. I tricked myself into thinking, like, I'll deal with that when I see him.
Of course. But you know what you do? You know what you do? You be the best man you can.
It blew my mind what you said before. Like, you were a kid in an adult body, and like a scared kid in an adult's body. Like, bro, I never knew how to word that until you said that. That spun my head. I was like, bro.
You do, brother. You just grow up protecting that little boy.
I grew up trying to protect that 6-year-old kid from getting raped again.
Yes, that's right.
But I was an adult, bro. There was no fear of that happening again. But I was still protecting that person.
Yep.
Like, when someone made me feel like a bitch, someone made me feel like a weak cunt, I'd go on with it. But no one's around thinking like this. They don't know why I'm feeling like a weak cunt. They don't know why I'm overreacting. You know what I mean? And it's... everyone used to like me, and then I'd go too far and I'd do something, and I'd fucking end up stabbing this cunt when I was younger, and I end up doing jail for that. And
this is the point of conversation, and this is why it's so important. And this podcast, and especially yours, this is a really important podcast, because you got to remember the different genre that's going to come across and listen to your story as opposed to the normal person that listens to The Clink every week. It's going to be a different genre of younger, I believe, a younger people, because people are going to want to hear the Husky story. You have such an influence over so many people. Now, that's okay. I say that with love, but yeah, there's a responsibility too, because, you know, you're an influencer within. Yeah. But at the end of the day, people make their own choices. You can't stop someone. If someone's going to take their life, no matter how hard you want to tell them not to, they will do it. If someone's going to have a shot, they're going to do it. If they're going to steal a car, they're going to do it. What you can do, though, is do what you do. And I want to talk about that now, because I think if that's okay with you, you took a step and started writing your emotions and then putting music to it. That was absolutely something that I truly believe has been so powerful and so positive. Although you're talking about your life and the negativities and the hardships and, you know, the vulnerability of you speaking in that way and people thinking, yeah, I'm the same, or I want to be like that. Nah, it's actually giving people hope that they're not alone.
I hope so, bro. Like, fuck it. And you can see how I've evolved just like in my own mental health over the music, bro. Like, at the start, I kind of wasn't saying much, but people knew something. And then I kind of given more pieces of the puzzle with my tracks because I can deal with it more. You know, like me saying worse things in these songs, that's me showing signs of improve, you know? Like, I wouldn't have been able to say these things in the start.
Nah.
Like, I might be sounding crazy on some of these songs, but like, I was dealing with that shit. That's why I could say it. You know what I mean?
It's therapeutic, isn't it?
I wasn't dealing with it at the start. I was dodging it, trying to be a tough cunt. Like, it's weird, bro. Like, I've always been aware. I've always known what was going on. I never gave a fuck, really.
How long have you been writing music now?
Fuck, man. A long time, bro. Like, I come from a weird place with this music shit, and I don't think many people understand that. First time, I remember my mum probably telling me she loves me and that. And, like, going to being a mum, making effort, making me lunch, waking up in the morning with me, making me breakfast and shit, doing this. When I tried to kill myself, bro. You know what I mean? So, like, all these people saying, like, you're crying for help by cutting your wrist and doing all this. I was crying for help, bro, but that's the problem. You know what I mean? If I need to cry for help in that way, I do it instead of going like, bro, I've got these problems. Can you help me? I'm going, bang, cut my wrist and then trying to wear long sleeves on summer days and then hiding it from you.
Yeah.
That's my way of asking for help, bro. You need to help me. I'm fucked up, bro. People make me feel like a piece of shit for doing all that stuff.
Yeah, it's not normal. It's somebody saying, hey, my hand's up. Yeah. My hand's up. I need help.
Make me feel like a big grump for doing that. Like, yeah. I'm the weakest cunt, bro. But I couldn't, I don't know, bro. I felt like that's the only time in my life anyone's ever cared about me. So, like, writing this shit about suicide and that was fully, like, just crying for help, bro. And when people gave me feedback and were like, we love this shit, I relate to this shit, it made me feel like that time when I was a kid and, like, I fucking just woke up from fucking taking however many fucking pills in the hospital and my mum was there, dressed up in her makeup and, like, did look like a mum, bro. And, like, I was like, is this what I have to do to get attention?
Yeah, to get your, like, to get your attention, your love.
And
yeah.
That made me feel like that's how I felt when I started this music, bro. And I didn't know this at the time. Like,
so was mum still alive when you started to really get your music out there?
Yeah.
So she was aware that her son Ben, who's husky, has come out and all of a sudden starting to make a success from... Well, let me put it in perspective, because your music's becoming successful from your absolute fucking worst nightmares.
Yeah.
And your mum basically was the instigator of 80 to 90% of that.
Yeah, I reckon it would have been pretty hard for her, bro.
Yeah.
To listen to that shit. And even for, like, her friends, it would have been embarrassing, I think. I think, like, because she's, like, in the criminal world and all the friends she knew, they... was scared of her, bro. She's a staunch cunt. Like, she's scary, but she's evil, man. Like, psychopath, evil. Like, she's got bad... She's definitely just evil.
When did she pass? How long ago?
Maybe, I don't even know, bro. I don't even know the date. I didn't go to a funeral. I never fucking talked to her for, like, 4 or 5 years.
So it was a while ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I was at... My nan passed away.
Yep.
And my nan, like, had been respectfully letting me see my mum my whole life. But knowing that it's done nothing but damage, like she couldn't not let me see my mum.
Which you got to respect her for that, because these days...
That was the right thing to do, which it probably was, man, but it probably was better for me to just say no and never let me see it. Because I've noticed now, like I said, I love my dad more because he was never there.
You didn't have to see what your dad was
really
all about.
My mum was going, healthy, fucking up. Healthy, and I couldn't go, oh, why were you doing that? Yeah. It didn't make sense to me. It's because she didn't care in my eyes. But now I know, but like... Fuck, I forgot what I was saying, bro. Fuck.
You're right, brother.
Fully just forgot what I was saying.
It's all good, bro. Just take your time. There's no stress.
Oh, yeah. When my grandparents died, because of that, and I knew that they didn't really, I knew deep down they didn't want to let me see her, but they had to because, like, they knew there was my mum.
Yeah.
I blame myself for, like, all the bad things that have happened in my life to them, which has involved me and my mum. Really, it wouldn't have been. If I wasn't born, none of this would have happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's harsh.
And then when I was at my nan's funeral, my mom robbed the funeral, bro.
While your nan was being laid to rest?
My nan and pop died at the same time in a car crash, bro. This cunt on the ice had a 2-year-old daughter as well. She was in the passenger seat and had no seatbelt on. And he's gone like 180 headfirst into him on a straight road. Like, doesn't make sense. And he's got all this ice in his system, and he's the only survivor.
Well, his young daughter died as well.
Yeah.
As your nan and pop.
Yeah, and they died there on the road.
That's heartbreaking hearing that, brother. And my heart goes out to you, because I'll say this, but what they've had to go through.
So badly, they were just victims of drugs.
That's what I'm about to say. They've had to watch
their final fucking thing is drugs.
Died from a drug addict. Yep.
Yeah, bro.
Yep.
And then he's ended up doing fucking 3 years jail for killing 3 people.
Really?
And then, my nan goes in the, like, obituary finishing, whatever, but she goes, don't bring flowers to my funeral. That's a fucking waste of money. If you're going to buy a flower, give the money to a charity. You know what I mean? So she had a little charity box there. My mum stole that. And, like, I didn't know who stole it, and I was skitzing out, bro. She was, like, helping me find the person. And then I've gone and, like, got the cameras from the people, and it was her, bro, and it fucked me up, cuz. And I never talked to her since that day. And then she ended up dying like fucking 4 years after that. But I never talked to her. I had a kid. I never wanted her to meet my kid.
Did she die from drugs?
She had endocarditis, which is like a build-up of shit in your heart from just shooting up non-stop.
Yeah, wow.
Dust particles and shit, you know what I mean? It goes in your bloodstream, it can't come out. It goes in your heart and builds up in like a little filter somewhere, and then she just ended up dying from that, which is fucked up. Actually, just the other day, someone sent me a photo of her when she was like in the hospital, like couldn't leave the hospital oxygen tank and that, and like it was the fucking hecticest picture I've ever seen in my life, bro. It was like seeing a dead body. It was crazy. Like, I know her from being like a well-presented... Yeah, she's on drugs, but...
Took a bit of pride in her appearance.
A lot of jail, so yeah. She knows that keeping clean is one thing.
Yep.
Like, that's all you really got. And she's a worker, bro. She knows how to do makeup. She always had her face on. She always looked good when she was like... And she looked like shit, bro. Mm. And I fucking never seen that before. Even with her on their fucking gear and that, I thought, wow. Crazy, bro. I've never seen it like that.
Do you think that the music that you write is therapeutic and helps you to release these thoughts and how you feel?
Yeah.
An expression that, you know, like you can be aggressive in your music if you want and you can be strong and pounding. You know, there's a few tracks there where I like hard. I like hard, deep core. I don't like this. But yours is just real. It's a real backbeat and it's just a real raw fucking lyric. And I love it. It's... You connect with it. Like, it's instant, like, just grabs you. Yeah. That, to me, you know, that's expressive. That's you putting your heart and soul, whether you're pissed off, hurting, in love, talking about, you know, your family, whatever it might be, but it's you releasing it rather than cutting or rather than, you know, like, thinking about addiction and going back to the gear or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you found a light in what you do? Because, brother, let's not bullshit. Your darkness is light, and it's bringing so much light to so many people. Yeah. You know, I look at my traumas and, you know, the amount of people that I've helped over the years, and that's I'm not big name or anything like that, but it's just, it's common knowledge. You know, I have genuinely one-on-one been reached to help people, but it's only been through my lived experience.
Yeah.
And those people are alive today because I was able to help them through my lived experience. The amount of people that are alive today, brother... Because of your lived experience through your positive, though the lyrics might be harsh and come across as negative, it's your life. So it's a positive spin on trying to inspire others and help other or educate others that, you know, this is what life can be like.
That's the anti-hero shit I was talking about, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the traditional fucking path to get respect and fucking whatever, but I've ended up here. You know what I mean? Like, people are looking up to me for things that are dark. You know what I mean? But, like, I've had a few messages, bro, that are like, I don't know how to take that shit. I don't know how to take positivity. I don't know how to accept this shit.
Well, fucking learn to take it, brother, because you deserve it.
No, like, it's crazy. You
fucking deserve it.
But it doesn't sink in, man. And, like, I fucking hate my music, bro, because it's hard to listen to.
It's hard to listen to for you, bro, because it's you telling your story and you're reliving it again. It's like me, when someone says to me, will you come and jump on my podcast? And I've started knocking them all back because I did so many and I've told my story so many times. Even my producer, when in the earlier series, you know, he goes, look, you need to tell the people, because there's a lot of people out there that don't know who you are, that need to know who's hosting this and why you're doing it. So then I had to relive it again. I'm like, mate, I don't want to do it. Yeah. You know, but so many people now message me and say, wow, your story I relate to. And I think, had I not done that, would that person have found a positive spin to help their life? Maybe not, you know? Same as you, brother. You legit are doing good things. And you've got to be proud of yourself, Husky. You've got to be proud of yourself. You're sitting here right now as a father and you've got an opportunity that is a talent you're passionate about. There is success there and you're fucking helping so many others to not go down those dark roads that you... from no choice of your own till later in life, had to go through.
Yeah.
Suck it up, big boy, because you should be proud of yourself.
I want to be. I hope so. I'm just trying to wake myself up for the other things I should have done.
Yeah, but you should have, could have, and would have. We all can say that. Yeah. But let me put this in perspective. If you're going to drag that backpack you know, with all that trauma in it, you're going to end up handing it down to your daughter.
Yeah.
And what, does she need to carry that? No. You know what you need to do, my brother? You need to take that off, walk outside, rip your shirt off, take in fucking 10 deep breaths, breathe them out, and come back in and just go, you know what, I'm fucking here. Tap your chest, your heart's beating. I'm alive, and look at that daughter of yours and just go, I love you, baby.
That's the reason I'm alive.
That's it.
It's crazy, man.
That's it. You know, so you truly are on the path of something great. You need to just, you know what you need to do? Accept it.
I don't remember my lyrics to get on stage and spit this shit. I just don't feel like me rapping in front of people is worth paying for.
Yeah, but that's your own self. That's your own self-belief. You know what I mean?
I just sabotage myself.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
And I have been, and I can't not. I don't know what it is, but fucking.
No such word as can't, brother. You've proven that.
Yeah.
You only got to look and take a moment and appreciate where you are right this very minute. You've made those steps to be where you are today, brother, which is inspiring.
It's weird to say. I want to help people so much that, like, I will just lie and say I'm all good sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not all good, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucked up because, like, I'm really bad. Like I have bad nightmares, bro. Like, and, like, me being the way I am has rubbed off on my girlfriend, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've, like, fucked her life up a little bit, I think. Like, I just...
But I think you could obviously say, too, you've brought a lot of joy.
It's draining, bro. It's so draining to be... To put up with me, bro. Like, it's so hard for these
people. Ask my missus, brother. After 17 years, the first thing people say is, oh, you've done so well to give you done so well to go. And then she just looks and goes, you haven't had to fucking put up with him for 17 years.
my ex-girlfriends in the past, like, we got on drugs together. And then, like, they were on drugs when I met them. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, they can't handle it like I can handle it. Like, it's like... And they lose their mind or, like, something happens and, like, permanent damage is done.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll forever blame myself. Like my baby mama with the son, I just smoked weed and that. Like, I was on drugs, yeah, but she was just smoking weed and shit. And I just think the lifestyle that I had, that she fell in love with so much.
Yeah.
That I tried to tell her not to try to warn her away from, just ended up being so draining on her that, like, I blame myself for all the damage that's done to her. And, like, she ended up just having, like, a psychosis where, like, she was thinking there's aliens and shit outside and stuff like this. And, like, it full broke my heart, bro, and I thought the only way to make it better would be to leave her.
Yeah.
Which felt probably the wrong thing, bro. So, like, I just wiped everything and I said, like, everyone will be happier if I'm not in the picture. And to be honest, she is a lot better. But, like, I couldn't just go, get strong yourself. I didn't think that was an option.
Yeah.
I just thought being in the presence of anyone is going to fuck them up, bro.
Did you almost feel like a little bit of a curse because of, you know, the revolving door, so to speak? What happened, you seen growing up, your mum doing, then she's doing it with you and your friends, and then you're doing it with you and your friends and your girlfriend. I'm doing it
to my parents the same way she was doing it to her parents when I was...
Exactly.
Like, and I thought, yeah, that's just me. I'm going to... All these things that people have told me, you're going to end up in jail, you're going to end up this, you're going to end up that, you're going to have a kid, you're going to end up with no job, blah, blah. I've been told and warned about it my whole life and still ended up that statistic.
No. Hang on.
I knew what not to do, but I still did. Let's just say I did go to jail.
Yes.
I did get drugs. I mean? All these people told me I'm more likely and I've got to be careful of these.
But you did. You did. It doesn't mean to say you need to do or continue to do. You did. Fuck me dead, bruh. I've done some horrific things, mate. I did.
Okay, this is a weird one for people. Like, it says a lot about to me, about who I am and who I've always been. Like, I feel like my life is just predestined or something. And, like let's say as a kid, I went to doctors because I had a big breakdown in school and I was scared that I was going to start using needles. I was in, like, year one or two and, like, I'd never been offered drugs. I never smoked weed, never did anything. But the day before that, got offered a cigarette and I smoked it.
And you're what, 7 years old?
And I'm like, yeah. And like, just all the 7-year-olds, we all did it and we all smoked a ciggy together. Like you do at that age, bro.
Yeah.
I remember saying...
Well, you go down the bush and smoke rolled bark.
Yeah, I remember cigarettes are disgusting. I'll never do that. And I believed that with my whole heart, but I still did it. And I was like, bro, I can't control these things. It just happened.
The urges.
Yeah, it just happened. And I promised myself I would never smoke a cigarette because I'd end up like my mom or something. And then I've ended up smoking a cigarette. And like, I've ended up beating myself up so hard and having so bad anxiety that just snapped. And then they got me to talk whilst I was crying. I used to have bad episodes, like I couldn't talk. I couldn't talk, you know? And then I ended up talking and I was saying like, I'm going to shoot up. And they were like, what's wrong with you? What are you going to do? Are you threatening you're going to go do that?
Yeah.
And then they got real worried. But then I ended up breaking it down for them. I was saying like, I'm scared that even though I say I'll never do it, I said that about cigarettes and I ended up doing that.
What's going to stop me?
Mm. Yeah. And I like that was a big thing. There's teams of doctors trying to figure out what the fuck's wrong with me. And that's happened like more than once in my life, but I've had big breakdowns like that. Like one time I wrote like a fucking manifesto to like kill every fucking drug addict in the world. I wrote down my plan was to become the biggest heroin dealer in Australia. And then one day just put poison in it. And after I gain everyone's trust, put poison in it and everyone would die. They'll just go have shots and die. I thought that was going to happen. My nan found that. And she found like Eminem lyrics. Like, I was writing Eminem lyrics because I wanted to know what the words were to the song. But the song was, when I was just a little baby boy, my mama used to tell me
these crazy things.
I wrote that down, bro. She probably didn't even see that it rhymed. But she was like, what the fuck is wrong with this cunt?
Yeah.
And like, that took me to like the University of Wollongong to get tests and like.
Wow.
Just sociopath.
I know you don't like being told, fuck, positive, good shit, but you got to start to accept it sooner or later. You are breaking the cycle. You're not that person. And you know what? The whole story of the clink is stories of redemption, and I don't get anybody on here who I don't believe has a story of redemption. And I truly believe in my heart your story is full of redemption, and I believe every day you're living that growth of redemption through just being here today, not being an addict, interacting with the people that now, you know, you've got a big platform. Let's not be honest. The moment I said that you were confirmed to come on, it was like, fuck, I got hammered with comments and inboxes, and it was just like, wow. And I said to my producer, I said, I knew how much Husky was loved, but this is next level. And that was just a small taste because it was such a big wow factor to people who go, fuck, they love the clink. And if they didn't love the clink, they're going to love the clink. And they love Husky.
I don't know. Maybe some part of my fucking brain thought, like, not all my fans were going to see this. Because it's on a different, you know, like, you're on iTunes.
Like, you're fucking kidding. The world's going to see this, brother. And right now, season 5's a banger.
I'm not going to have to talk about all rap questions and shit. And I know that you like this redemption, you know, and your mental health. And these are, like, common topics on here. And I thought, like, I'm going to probably end up saying some shit I've never said before. And, like, I don't know why. It felt comfortable, you know what I mean? Like,
Are you okay? Are you okay at the moment with our conversation and where you're at with how you're feeling?
Like, yes, but no. Like, it's scary, bro, you know what I mean? Like even on, like, my missus, I'm thinking, like, she could have heard me saying something.
But why is that a bad thing? She would be proud to see you actually let your guard down and open up. Like, that's a moving for me in my relationship. The moment I did that, even though I went about it the way I did, it brought a different connection with me and my partner, who's my wife today, you know, and she's been my best mate for 17 years because that trust then is something different. I told her something about me that nobody else knew other than the people that were involved, and those that I did tell years ago didn't want to know. But here I am, I've just dropped my guard, let my heart out and started to chip away at that steel around my heart. Next minute, I'm being able to be held. I'm being able to give her a kiss, comfort. You know what I mean? These things were stepping stones. Today, I love being loved. I love the love for my wife. I love the love for my kids. Don't get me wrong. I don't just take it from anyone, but I love who I love. You know what I mean? And I had to love myself, bro.
I didn't even do that though, bro. I fucking haven't said nothing to my missus, and like, is she gonna be worried why I couldn't say it to her, but I could say it on here?
You should be fucking really proud of yourself, brother.
Yeah, bro.
Straight up, where are we heading? Where are we heading with you? What's up for Husky?
I don't know where I'm going, bro. I don't know how I got here so far. I'm going to have to end up getting on a stage eventually, and like, that's going to be a big thing for me, bro. Like,
do you like being in crowds, or is it something that bothers you, like being that face where everyone's looking at you?
I act up, bro. People see it on my lives all the time.
Yeah.
You notice it. You see me now being myself, and then you see me on live being someone else.
Yeah.
Because I'm off my fucking face, bro.
Yeah.
I can't be sober and fucking flex on people, bro. I just made a new Instagram because I don't want to be on the other one. I'd rather less people know me. Yeah. I don't know many rappers who'd be doing that shit. Most kinds are like, I need more followers. I'm like, fuck, I wish I had less.
Oh dear. You know what, but I'm gonna flip the coin on you again. You gotta be fucking proud of what you've created. These people aren't following you because they know your back history. They're not following you because you're a sick cunt, you're a mad bank robber, you're an addict. They're not following you for any of the other. You know they're following you all? They're following you because they see a heart and a man who expresses himself that inspires so many fucking thousands of people that there's a better day, a better way through his own hurt and pain. Come on, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm definitely proud of what
good.
I've done with music.
I'm proud to hear you say that.
That's my thing, bro. Like, that's why I'm not probably as successful as I should be. And, like, I'm not as rich as I should be. I've never wanted that, bro. I fucking have more concern about what legacy I'll leave behind. Even if that means 100 people copy me.
Yeah.
And they get famous for it, and I never made it. I'll be proud to be able to say I made that footprint, and like, I'll be more proud of that than being able to say I made it and I blew up and I got famous and now I'm rich. I'd rather die today with what I've left behind than hustle it to a point where it's like, buy my shit, everything you have to pay for. Like, I'd rather give this shit away for free. Jump on cunts tracks for free because I like their songs and I want people to see their music as well. And I've got a bit more of fucking ears than they have on their shit.
The thing is, too, you're able to give that stepping stone. And even you saying that allows somebody else to grow off your talent and hard work. And that's not something that you're bridging or staunching about. That's you being a good human, and that's your way of giving back through what you love, your music, the passion that you put into your music. And knowing that this old mate down here, this lad down here who's just trying to get a start, could be that kid, but he's good. No one believes in him. And you going, lad, come here, I'm going to give you a hand up. I'm going to give you that step up that no one else will give you. And bang. Yeah. Now what? That kid blows up and he's everyone's going, wow, where's this kid been? You know, that right there, brother, that's gold. That's pure. That's heart. And I love you for that, man. That's solid.
And being in this game, bro, it comes back to bite you more than it comes back. Like, bro, I've lost fans from people that I've helped out. Because, like, I'll help these cunts out, not knowing much about them, just basically off the fact that, like, this is a dope song, lad. I wish more people knew this song. I'll do a verse and then you'll get, like, way more views.
Of course.
Hopefully people discover your music, then you tell your own story. I don't care about you.
Yeah.
And then that looks, when I'm on a song with some cunt, people magically think we're best mates.
And isn't that funny?
Blashing his missus or something, ends up doing a bag snatch on an old lady or something. Now I'm the fuck with that helped this cunt become a rapper. Bro, it's come to bite me more than it's been like a help. But I still will do it. I'll still help people where if I like their music, bro, it's music.
When you first put your track out, how did it all of a sudden take, like, what made it become successful? Everyone, where did Husky, you know what I mean, come from? Everyone go, fuck, that track's, that's just lit. Everyone's just frothing on it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you have a natural talent that, man, like I said to you, I don't really get off too much at Aussie hip-hop. Don't care for the drilling shit. I don't care for the shit talk that gets... Like, it really is. There's very few out there that have walked the walk and talked the talk. Brother, your life is there. Everything you speak about is fact. You're not fabricating shit to gain followers or be sick or be a gangster, whatever. You're not a gronk. You're a fucking dead set, like living fucking proof that you can succeed through your actions.
I don't reckon I got good, but when my music was first released, I don't even think it was that good, but I don't know why people listen to it at all.
Yeah, but that's you just being you. But maybe, the reality is, it is good. Just
not even being like that. Like, I hate myself for lots of reasons, but, like, my music's still dope.
It might be
hard for you to listen to, and I don't enjoy it, but it's still fucking good.
Bro. Brother, do you think I go back and re-listen to every podcast I do? No, because I don't think of people say, that's the best podcast, or this person. I go, yeah, thank you, and I'm humbled by it. But I don't go back and re-listen to every single episode word for word. I'll go through it, but I don't listen to every... Because I don't want to hear my own voice. I don't want to hear my own story or... You know, I don't... It's not what I'm about.
I don't know. I just don't think the first music I dropped was even dope. Like, I just think it was shit. But then I dropped that Brain Numb EP, and it was fucking sick, bro. And, like, even now, I look back at that, and I'm way better than that now.
How many views has that hit now?
That was sick. Fuck, I don't even know. Millions.
Millions and millions. Millions. So, would you ever... Would you
be on a million, like... And I've never even dropped an album, bro, because I don't have attention span for that shit. I'm either, like, making 7 tracks, going to jail, and that's all I got, and that's all you're getting. Or I make these songs, and then I listen to them, and I'm like, these are fucking shit. The next songs I'm going to make are going to be better. Drop these fucking 5 now. I don't care about making albums. I don't care about how long the song goes for. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Do you like life today? Are you happy?
Yes.
Good. No, brother, you know what? I can see, look at that look on your face. See, for people out there that aren't able to see this right now, I'm seeing a smile, a genuine smile on his face that is worth, it's just unbelievable. You know, like I just watched you speak and it ripped my heart out watching you talk and I had to sort of hold back because it's very triggering a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
And then I now look at you and take a moment and just actually smile and realise that life's not bad, brother. Life's not bad. Hey?
It is, man. It's fucking, like, my life today, it doesn't feel right. I'm not, like, I love it. I'm not saying I want anything else.
Well, build that empire for your daughter because it might not feel right to you, but you know what? Make it feel right for her.
Bro, it feels like it should be, but it doesn't feel right. Like, I want it and I'm accepting it, but
surreal.
It doesn't feel right. I'm not comfortable being comfortable. I've always been on the edge. So, like, even when I come back to, like, getting inspired for music, I find myself sitting in this room, which looks like a fucking trap almost, cuz. It's like a fucking kid's bedroom. It's gangster. Like, just like a teenager's bedroom.
You've set it up to mentally bring you into that mindset to do what you have to do, haven't you?
I'll starve myself, cuz. Like, I will not eat for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'll start writing, and I'll just end up getting something, and it's going. Like, I just wrote these tracks in one day. I've got 5 songs coming.
Wow.
And I wrote them all in one day, and I haven't wrote music for 12 months. And that day, I just starved myself for about 24 hours. And then at the end of it, I was so sick I couldn't eat. Took me 3 days to like get back to eating again. And I was like, why did I do that? It's just how I feel comfortable.
But let me ask you, do you believe you've written 5 bangers?
Bro, they're better than the old shit. Like, makes me listen to the old shit and get fucked at.
There it is right there. It is. You answered... The right, that's fucking simple. You know in your heart, brother. You know in your mind, you've done it. Yeah, you had to put yourself in that state of mind and that way of feeling uncomfortable. Like you said, not being comfortable is good. Keeps you on your toes, you know what I mean? And you did it and you just sat here and just said, right, I've got it. It's down. I've got 5 bangers, bro. I'm proud of it.
And I thought I lost it, bro. Because like I'm telling you, it's been more than 12 months. That's the longest I've gone without writing. But I was doing this jail. Like it took me 2 years to do 12 months jail because of the fucked up how COVID was and trial and then breach my fucking shit. And then I was just sucked of all creativity. Like, I had nothing to talk about, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want to rap about shit that happened in jail.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I do want to rap about how I went to jail and I was unfortunate at the time, bad timing, and how I got out and I've got on with it. But I don't want to be like, inspired by that.
No. It's part of the journey.
You have to learn. You have to grow your mind a bit.
Yep.
Because my mind shrunk down to that jail, and then I got out, and I was like, I can't write raps. I suck. Every time I try, something whack's coming out, and then all of a sudden, something inspired me. I must have heard another rapper saying some shit, and it just put me in my feels, and then bang, I've just gone with it. And I thought, like, I can't stop now.
Don't stop, brother. Don't stop.
I just went with it. And then, like, since then, I haven't wrote anything yet since. I probably won't be able to write anything until the pressure is lifted of me releasing this one.
Yeah.
And then that will inspire me.
Are you excited for what will come once you do release it and the interaction that you're going to have? Obviously, there hasn't been any new music of late, like you said. You've got thousands of people out there that just dripping waiting for that moment to just go, Husky's dropping again.
Right, I want to get rid of this music so badly. I'm on to the next music already. Like, this is fucking, it's good, but, like, there's better stuff still to come.
There you go. See, there you go again. You believe in yourself and you know you got better. I love it, brother. I love it.
100%.
You know?
I'm definitely a good rapper. I know that much.
I want to ask you something, and
I say I'm a shit rapper, I mean, like, I'm shit at being a rapper. I don't really know how to go on stage, and I don't know how to, like, promote my shit, really. I go on live, I be a fuckwit because I get nervous, and, like, I'm just not even myself. Like, I need to learn to be a rapper and start being like, ugh.
Don't change, brother. Don't change. Just be you. That's what makes your music so amazing and so many people connect with you, is because you keep it real. I want to ask you something, and I ask this of all my guests as well. If you could leave a verse or a statement or something that's impacting to inspire others, what would Husky say?
Fuck, bro. Everyone
gets put on the spot on this one.
Just my life, but just listen to my songs, and hopefully I've said it enough. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, bro, you'll never stop learning shit. Right now, I'll probably say some shit, and then in 6 months, I'll be like, fuck, that's wrong.
But are you happy, brother?
Like, I'm happy for, like, other people so far. I'm not I feel fucked for myself. But I can deal with it knowing that it's going to benefit something.
But I think if I can put it this way and you can tell me to get fucked, it's benefiting you because it's fucking therapeutic. No,
this probably, like, that's like you said, like, it probably takes a while to fucking process.
It will, bro.
Like, I
swear I better get a phone call or a message from you over the next 3 days, and I bet you it'll be any money, bro. I feel good. And that's all I want to hear, because at the end of the day, I've been there, brother, and I know. And you know what? The biggest thing is letting it out. And the only way you can do it is doing what we did. Do you think I would just sit down and had a conversation with anyone when I opened up? Fuck no, brother. And do you think that it was just easy to do it? No, not at all. But now I can have this open conversation years later because I've moved forward. Like, I've dealt with it. It's common knowledge now. I'm happy to talk about it because it may help. Brother, you related to me through our conversation and connection, and here we are. And you've just opened up.
Yes.
You know, that's a beautiful gift, brother, that we're able to have that connection. You know, and I feel honoured that you trusted me enough to be able to speak to another brother and speak like that.
Yeah, bro. Sure.
You know, and I pray to God that it's helped you enough to, even if it's just a slight,
like,
twitching.
I feel like it will. It will. But
100%.
Right now, it's still fucking going down. You know what I mean? It's still happening.
You got to digest it, brother. But I'm going to ask you this. Be kind to yourself. Like,
yeah,
and I mean this. Be kind to yourself, bro. Go and hold your daughter. Go and spend time with your daughter. Don't sit in the room doing your head in, you know what I mean? Actually go and connect with I say your daughter because your children are always going to be the closest thing to you, brother.
Yeah. But anyone, you know what I mean? Even just one of the boys, you know? Like, it's fucking just connection, lad. It's all that we have, really. Like, fuck, what else are you going to want more of when you're on your fucking deathbed?
You just want to know, man, that fucking, you know, you left something behind that meant something to someone, as far as I'm concerned.
Fucking
death's inevitable, brother, but we don't need to force it. We're both fucking lucky enough to still be here, and I think that that being said, it's been an absolute honour sitting down with you this afternoon, Husky.
No, bro, thank you.
And
I honestly
am honoured and grateful that you felt comfortable enough to open up here on the Clink and make yourself vulnerable to hopefully inspire others. And your story of redemption, brother, is one that will continue daily. And I look forward to keeping in touch with you, bro. I really do. And I hope that can happen. And, you know, there's plenty more times down the track where we're going to cross paths, I think.
Fucking oath, bro. Next time I'm up your way, you want to hear from me.
Don't worry about it, brother. I got you. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in to Stories of Redemption. This is The Clink.
For the record, I'm done trying to make y'all comfortable. That's right. For the record, you ain't trying to grow, then it's done for you. That's right. For the record, lab on me going all the way. For the record, ain't trying to link, no time to waste. Stop calling. For the record, for the record, yeah. For the record, yeah. For the record, for the record, for the record.